put her off your head, gonna get her.
Right. I declare the meeting open for the Open Council General Meeting on the 29th of July 2026 at 1:03 p.m. And I would like to begin today by acknowledging the Gurung people, who are the traditional custodians of the land in which we meet today, and the Shire of Jeremungrup would like to pay their respects to their elders, both past and present. All attendances are accounted for. No visitors at the gallery today. No apologies. Approved leave of absence. Councillor Zach on maternity leave. And there is no one absent. Do we have any disclosure of interests for today?
Yes, received one from myself, CEO, for item 11.1.1, being the CEO annual performance review. It's a financial interest relating to my contract of employment.
No from the councillors. Thank you. There's no public question times. So we'll move straight on to attendance via a telephone or instantaneous communications. Can someone move the recommendation that Councillor Hislop be granted permission to be present at the ordinary council meeting to be held on the 29th of July 2026 by electronic means? Councillor Foreman, seconded Councillor McQuaid. All in favour? Welcome, Councillor Hislop.
Thank you.
Do we have any applications for leave of absence? No. So I do have just a quick announcement for the presiding member without discussion. I would like to take the time to thank everyone in the Shire's admin team for all the good work and many hours put into organising and implementing the release of the Shire's new logo and brand. It looks fantastic and really sets the Shire up for the path going forward. Whilst making thank yous, I would also like, on behalf of the council, thank everyone involved in the preparation and final completion of the 2026-2027 budget. I know and understand a lot of hours and hard work has gone into presenting the Shire with a financially responsible plan for the 26-27 financial year. And this definitely does not go unnoticed, so a massive thank you to all those involved. Moving on to confirmation of previous minutes. We have a collection to run through. I'll have someone confirm the ordinary council meeting held on the 24th of June 2026. Councillor Hall, seconded Councillor Foreman. All in favour? 10.2, the Bushfire Advisory Committee Annual General Meeting held on the 20th of April 2026. Someone move that. Councillor Barrett, seconded Councillor Hall. All those in favour? The Bushfire Advisory Committee General Meeting held on the 20th of April 2026. Councillor Foreman, seconded Councillor Barrett. All in favour? Moved. Confirmed at the Bushfire Advisory Committee General Meeting held on the 20th of July 2026. Councillor received those minutes. Councillor Foreman, seconded Councillor Hall. All in favour? So I'd now like to move someone move the officer recommendation that the meeting be closed to the general public to discuss confidential item 11.1.1 pursuant to the Local Government Act 1995, section 5.23, relating to a matter affecting employee or employees.
Yep.
Councillor Barrett, seconded. Councillor McQuaid, all in favour? Thank you. So how do I stop this thing?
No, you leave it running, and then we'll
And all
run away. Ready.
People are leaving.
Oh, you got to go too.
Yep.
Mass exodus.
Far out. We'll one out all out.
So we're now in the confidentiality side of things. If Councillor Hislop can declare that he's Fine.
Yeah, sure, Martin. I counsel Hiscock to declare that I am able to maintain confidentiality during the closed part of the meeting. If I am no longer able to maintain confidentiality, I will excuse myself from the meeting.
Thank you, Councillor Hislop. So moving on to 11.0, recommendations and reports committees. 11.1, the CEO Review Committee has met, and the 11.1.1, the CEO Annual Performance Review, which we were all available for at that meeting, all discussed, and we had the meeting this morning regarding that. So all information has been presented. With regards to the officer recommendation that is stated here from the meeting this morning, point 4 will be changed to read, acknowledges the State Administrative Tribunal determination increasing the band for Chief Executive Officer remuneration by 3.5% and approves a corresponding 3.5% increase to the cash component of the Chief Executive Officer's total rewards package, effective the 1st of July 2026. Points 1, 2 and 3 will stay the same. Point 4 will read as read.
Yep.
Can I have someone move that officer recommendation, please? Yep. Councillor Barrett. Second, Councillor Foreman. All those in favour? Moved. Someone move the officer recommendation that the meeting again be open to the general public. Councillor Hall. Councillor McCord,
yep.
All in favour? Thank you. Opening back up. Invite them back in, please. Welcome back to the room, everyone else. moving on to 11.2, Bushfire Advisory Committee. 11.2.1, the adoption of the Shire of Jerramunga Section 33 notice for 2026-2027 upcoming financial year. This is essentially giving the CEO the opportunity to send out notice Section 33 for fire breaks and so forth. Can I have someone move the officer recommendation for yes. Councillor Foreman?
Okay.
Seconded, Councillor Barrett. Okay, all in favour? Moved. Moving on to section 12, technical services has been done at a briefing session, corporate services. So 12.2.1. Accounts payment for the June 2026 period. Can someone move the officer recommendation for all points involved? Councillor McCord. Taken to Councillor Hall. All those in favour? Moved. 12.2.2, monthly financial report for June 2026. Again, has all been presented as read. If someone is happy to move the officer recommendation that we receive this. Councillor Barrett, Councillor Foreman, all in favour. Moving on to 12.2.3, the adoption of the Shire of Jerramunga 26-27 annual municipal budget. There's a few officer recommendations to be moved in here, so if we go through one at a time and tick them off. So, first officer recommendation needing absolute majority, which covers off points 1.1 through to 1.4. If we can move all of them en masse, please. Someone move that. Councillor Hall. Second to Councillor Barrett. All in favour. Officer recommendation 2, again absolute majority, that council moves points 1 and 2 for this issue in 1 in on mass, please. Councillor Barrett, second to Councillor McCoy, all in favour. Officer recommendation 3, moving all points again, A, B and C. We have someone move the officer recommendation. Councillor Hall, seconded. Councillor Foreman, all in favour. Officer recommendation 4 for the same items, again A through to G, all in one. We have someone move.
Yep, I can.
Councillor Barrett, seconded. Councillor McCoy, all in favour. Officer recommendation 5. Someone move. Councillor McCoy, seconded. Councillor Barrett, all in favour. Officer recommendation 6. Someone move. Willing to move that. Councillor Hall, seconded. Councillor McCoy, all in favour. And officer recommendation 7. Someone is willing to move all of that.
Yep.
Councillor Barrett, seconded. Councillor McCoy, all in favour. Off. Budget. Moving on to 12.3, development services. 12.3.1, adoption of terms of reference for the local history group.
Oh, I don't know about this one.
I have someone move the officer recommendations for points 1 through to 4 regarding the terms of reference for the local history advisory group. Councillor McCoy, seconded. Councillor Barrett, all those in favour.
Wait, one of the second.
Well,
12.4, executive services. 12.4.1, information bulletin. Can I have someone move that we've received this?
Councillor Hislop.
Sorry. Still there. Councillor McCoy, seconded. Councillor Hall, all in favour. Thank you. 12.4.2, the draft council plan for public advertisement. Can I have someone move that we accept the officer recommendation for this? Councillor Barrett, seconded. Councillor McCoy, all in favour. WA local government convention and appoint of voting delegates. Yes, can have someone move officer recommendation for points 1 and 2 for this one? Councillor McCoy, seconded. Councillor Foreman, all those in favour. Uh, 12.4.4, proposed fencing local law recommencement. Can someone move the officer recommendations for points 1 and 2? Councillor Barrett, seconded. Councillor Hall, all in favour. 12.4.5, the proposed public places and local government property local law recommencement. Again, can I have someone move the officer recommendations for points 1 and 2 on this? Councillor Foreman, seconded. Councillor Hall, all those in favour. And our next meeting will be held on Tuesday the 1st of September 2026 at the Bremer Bay Sports Club. And I call the meeting closed at 1:17 p.m.